The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Martin Higginson, CEO of Emotion, or should I say Let's Explore Group, but the ticker right now is IMMO. Martin, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks very much, Justin. Good to speak to you again.
Yeah, and you've announced, well, a proposed disposal of location-based entertainment business, completion of sale of Uvesan Limited, and notice of general meeting. I remember, I think it was a Greek philosopher once said, change is the only constant in life. That's true here, isn't it?
Yeah, look, absolutely. And we've been talking to these guys for the past sort of few months. Overall, we think and believe this is the right decision for the company and the right decision for shareholders.
Yeah, because we got lots of news out from the location-based business, and it was very exciting, expanding very well. So explain to us then, why have you decided to sell?
Look, I mean, the location-based business has grown well. I mean, obviously, we were hit, a couple of years ago with the sort of COVID pandemic, and that really sort of wiped out our business, and revenue sort of fell to zero. So for the last sort of 2 years, we've been working hard to haul it back. The business has bounced back well. Last year we've reported, good profits, EBITDA of sort of 1.4 million on the LBE business, which is very solid. We've announced that, we're going into zoos with the gorilla offering and our container offering, and that's been well received. But I think, we also have to remember that whilst a container offering is great, it costs us three times as much to do a container as it does to do an indoor sort of aquarium setup. So, we definitely, it requires more cash. We are uncertain as to our ability to sort of raise cash on the right terms. We certainly wouldn't want to do an equity raise at the moment. And I think there are a number of sort of headwinds as we see it that are against the sort of discretionary spend. We've seen interest rates continue to rise in the UK. I think the US is sort of following that trend. Any sort of downturn in discretionary spends could impact this business. So the question we as a board have asked ourselves is, effectively having been hit by COVID and the business being sort of pretty much wiped out, and having spent the last 2 years hauling it back to what I believe is a decent value, $25 million, the question is, can we deliver that same growth in the next 2 years? And I think the answer to that really is no. I'm sure we could continue to grow, but I think it'll be sort of long and hard and be reasonably cash intensive. So, on that basis, we think, being able to get sort of circa 5p a share equivalent is definitely the right thing. And I think certainty has a huge value in today's market.
Yeah. So who's behind this business? I mean, some have even suggested it's you. Is that true?
I can categorically say it's not me. We've been in discussion with two very seasoned private equity guys, a chap called Bill Luby and Jim Collis. They've done over 300 deals in their life. Both are experienced guys. They're doing this on a personal level, so they're not even doing this through their company. They're excited, but they see this as a long game, and something that in which they can have a bit of fun and invest some more cash. Whether they're looking for meteoric growth, I don't think so. I think they see this as something that's going to give them a reasonable return on their cash over the coming years. So, it's definitely not me. It's not any of the board. It is two individuals that approached us, like the business. We've talked to them, got to know them. And I think, from a staff point of view, the business is in good hands. And I think from a shareholder point of view, it's giving us a decent price today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you know what? It's funny, just looking back there, you know, you started off very well in motion. COVID hit, and of course, leisure business around the world was massively impacted by that. And even though you've continued to pump out news, positive news, the share price hasn't seemed to recover, does it? And you mentioned there about cash there, but the share price has bounced aggressively recently. What's your views on the share price there?
Look, I think, you know, we're not on our own here, and a lot of AIM stocks have suffered this. And basically, I think, you know, any bad news and they're decimated, any good news and people are selling into that rising tide. So as a consequence, the shares are never sort of, you know, coming up. And, you know, there's a lot of sort of mumblings on the sort of bulletin boards and all the rest of it, that if we'd have got this some news out earlier, then the shares would have been in a different place. Clearly, when we're engaged in sort of negotiations of this stance, we have to sort of keep news very tight. And, you know, there are rules and regulations, and we've been working with our advisors on that. But, you know, I don't think the share price would have rocketed up. I think people would have sold into any bit of good news, and I think we'd have just bubbled around the sort of 2 pence mark. So, you know, we've agonized long and hard on this, but we genuinely believe that this is the right decision. You know, we've, as I said, the business has been hit by COVID. We've then hit the sort of the economic sort of headwinds that we're all now facing. You know, these are circumstances out with our control, but we have to deal with them, and we have to do the best thing for the business.
Yeah. Do you know what? You talk about capital required to grow the business there. It was very interesting. So I was looking at the indices recently, and normally during recessions, you get sort of microcaps AIM indices going into a recession first and taking the impact first, but they come out first normally. Now, I've looked at the other sort of indexes, you know, FTSE 100, 250, 350. They are recovering faster than, in fact, the FTSE 100 hardly went in at all, but the other indices, 250, 350, are recovering faster than AIM. And I'm thinking that's part of, maybe I'm thinking, because now this is a sort of born of inflation, now high interest rates, cost of capital has gone up, it's very expensive, it's very hard, and many companies on AIM are not profitable yet, so they're having to raise money, and that's now, you know, a burden for them, and it's very hard for them to do that. And so is that one of the reasons you say you need you know, capital required to grow the business? Can you explain that? Do you think that's, you know, the environment we're in as well, it's very hard to raise any money on decent terms, isn't it?
Well, look, I think, you know, the capital markets are constrained. Our share price is struggling to get out of the 2 pences. Doing a capital raise with equity is just very unpalatable. So it's not something that I think we would consider. Debt obviously is something that we have looked at, but you've then got to question yourself, not only in, yes, we could get debt, obviously the terms would be fairly onerous, but, you know, we could probably live with that, but then you've got to look at how quickly can you grow the business, and can you get the business to 5 pence a share, and what's the time horizon to do that? Now, our view is, in the current climate, and I don't think I don't see it changing anytime soon. And I think there was stuff on the news last night that sort of says, look, we're in this probably for the next 2 or 3 years. So, you know, I could see us, you know, improving the share price, but are we going to get to 5 pence in the next 2 or 3 years? I just don't know. To me, it feels a challenge in the current climate. So if we could deliver that price today and deliver certainty, then that's something that we should definitely be doing.
Yeah. So you'll have about 25 million of cash. Looking at the exchange rate right now, it's just over 20 million. What are your plans for that, Martin?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, what we said originally in our statement is we wanted to return the majority of cash to shareholders. And, you know, that's still the case. In terms of timing on that, we're looking at a number of sort of options. We're in a consultation with our advisors. But, you know, we see that as being, you know, probably 8 to 12 weeks. We have to go through a court process, but that will be done as quickly as possible following the general meeting on February 21st, when this deal will be approved. Now, you know, that will leave us with about 6 million of cash in the business. Now, there's two things that we have to look at with the business. First of all, we've agreed with the buyers to provide, to continue to provide support, financial support in terms of accounts and all the rest of the support for the next 9 months. And they're paying us for that. We also have the HBE business, which I'll come and talk about in a minute, which we think will deliver some decent revenues and profits this year. So our view is that we can be sort of pretty much neutral in terms of losses and profits this year, which will then give us time to decide what we then do with the cash. We're looking at some acquisitions at the moment. We think there are opportunities on the horizon. We think that cash is very much king. I think the fact that we've got a PLC listing stands us in good stead. So we do think there are definitely positive opportunities to grow from here. And you know, what we'd like shareholders to do is back us and have the confidence to take this to the next stage. Now, you know, if we're not successful, then you know, not in finding something, then we can look at that. But we want to act quickly. Now, clearly, at the moment, if you stand back and look at the business, we've said that we will return about 3 pence a share to shareholders. And on the basis that the cash in the business, once this deal completes, is about the equivalent of 5 pence a share, that gives you, just on a pure cash basis, so assuming that the HBE business is worth nothing, assume that anything that we may do in future has no value, just on a pure cash basis, you can sort of see that the shares are sort of worth, you know, circa 5 pence at the moment. So I think it's important that shareholders understand that and understand the value that's locked in this business.
Yeah, and trading at 3.7 at the moment. Okay, so and you're buying up the shares of Rod Findlay and some of the others going with the LBE business. So why are you doing this, and you know, what's the justification of the value there?
Look, I mean, you know, these guys are going to be leaving the business and they're going with the LBE business. So first of all, and I think it's important that you know, if they're no longer involved, then potentially you have an overhang. So they're going to want to sell their shares in the market. The worst thing of all is that you have an overhang post this deal happening. So we've negotiated hard to agree a price that is a substantive discount to the 5 pence. That by default gives them certainty that we're going to buy it. It means that we can cancel those shares immediately and ultimately then return more cash in terms of value to shareholders. So, you know, when all their shares are sort of struck out, then there'll be less shares in circulation, and therefore the value per share will increase accordingly. So I think that's the right decision for the company. As I said, avoids the overhang, gives them certainty, decent discount, so a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. So what's the timing of the distribution of the cash then?
Yeah, as I said before, we're looking, you know, we've got people working on that now. We're working at the best route to do that. You know, at the moment, we haven't got distributable reserves, so we can't do that via a dividend. But there are routes that we can take that will require a court process, but that'll be relatively quickly. So we're looking probably somewhere in sort of, you know, I would think 2 to 3 months post the general meeting on the 21st of February. But we will do it as quickly as we possibly can, because all of our interests are aligned on that.
Yeah. And how did you decide on, you know, how much cash is distributed? You know, one at all, one at less? What's the you know, the thought process there?
At the moment, you know, we're sort of saying 3 pence a share. You know, clearly, if the shares don't value the retained cash in the business, then we need to seriously consider it. Because at the moment, you know, there's only about, you know, half to three quarters of a pence of value in the share price against the sort of 6-7 million that will be left in the tin. So clearly, you know, if we're trading at a sort of, you know, 70% discount to cash, then, you know, we need to look at what we do. But you know, that will flush itself out, you know, over the next sort of weeks, and we will, I'm sure, make the right decision for everybody.
Yeah. So explain. So the HBE, the home entertainment. So what's you trying to retain that? And so explain a bit of that and what you're going to do if you could.
Yeah. Look, with the HBE business, as everybody knows, you know, when we put a statement out at the half year, our view was to get rid of the HBE business, and it wasn't about that we didn't think it had hope and a future. It was more based on cash. We knew that the location based business required cash. We knew that the containers were going to require cash, and it was one of choice. So we launched two businesses during COVID, one being the HBE business and the other one being Ubisan. So on the HBE business, we decided that we were going to, first of all, to try and sell the business. We didn't do that. And then we looked at taking on an investment in it. A company that I have a small shareholding in offered to buy 51% of the business. I'm still interested in the HBE business. I still think it has opportunities. And we offered to inject £250,000 to buy the 51%. What then happened is we actually, the cash was made available to the company to buy the stock, and they did a small test on QVC and sold out of 4,000 units very quickly. So at that point, the board of Emotion discussed this and said, look, there is opportunity here for the HBE business. We think there's probably more value in it than we were ascribing to it, and therefore would the company that I had a small shareholding in consider a loan as opposed to an investment. So we did that, and we agreed that because, as I said, I think it was the right thing. That £250,000 loan allowed the company to then go and buy the stock, and that stock has all been fully sold through a mixture of Amazon, predominantly through QVC. They did an airing, sort of a TV broadcast in the UK and in the US. In the UK, we sold some 23,000 units, over about £1 million pounds worth in two or three airings, all in the same day. So within 24 hours, £1 million at retail had been sold. So that really gave us confidence in the HBE business that there was something there and there was something of value. Our view is, look, it's we're not going to invest all the money in it, but we do see that there is a future. We do see that it has value. We do see it has value to be retained within Emotion. The cash that's generated has allowed us to repay that loan, so that's all clear and there's no issues. And what we will do as we go into 2023, we will take the learnings that we've had in quarter four 2022, hone those further, and we believe deliver sufficient revenues and profits to help cover the costs of running the PLC. So there is no worry that we are going to trouser through, you know, the cash just with expenses. We firmly believe that they are covered with the businesses that we've retained.
Yeah, and just quickly mention the sale of Ubisan. Is that down to cash? Or why didn't you keep this?
Yeah, look, Ubisan was an opportunity. It's a small business. It was great in COVID. It was something that we needed to do. It sort of continued to tick along. It doesn't make a lot of money. It's sort of literally tens of thousands of pounds in terms of profitability. But that said, we do feel that given the choice, do we close this and make staff redundant, or do we give them the opportunity to buy it? We gave them the opportunity to buy it. David Marks, my colleague, put some money into it, only a small amount. He was the one that was running Ubisan. And really, it's more about sort of continuation of those staff and giving them something to sort of, you know, go forward with. It's non-core to the business. It's not been done at a sweetheart deal. Our Nomads opined on that. This was really about, as I said, rather than closing it down, giving people the opportunity to continue to have a small business in their own rights. And what shareholders, I think, need to be aware of is, look, it takes as much effort to manage a small business as it does a big business. And what we really want to do is, having put so much effort into getting this business back on track against, you know, really, really difficult environments, you know, we really want to put our efforts into sort of growing shareholder value over the next two or three years, if possible.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And just one more on the HP. You mentioned there that you've identified sort of one target. What are your thoughts on this? And, you know, how quickly can you move there?
Look, you know, on the basis that our shares sort of sort themselves out, and I think that's an important fact, because, you know, what we don't want to be doing is you know, going and acquiring any business, whether it be for cash or paper, at a discount of our core asset base. So on the assumption that sorts itself out, yes, we've identified some. We think there are opportunities to grow and grow fast. But a lot of that will depend on sort of what happens over the sort of coming weeks and months. But as I said, lots of opportunities out there. You know, we're hungry to grow. We don't believe that our skills can be wasted. We think we've learned a lot over the last few months. We've got a great team, and we'd like to go forward. But we'll do the right thing for shareholders.
Yeah. Okay. Well, normally I ask for three reasons, Martin, but I mean, right now is a fluid situation, lots of things, moving parts. So, you know, if you just say to one person or the people listening right now why they should, you know, follow you and see what's happening, I suppose that what you mentioned there about the value of the company is 5 pence in cash is a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I think at the moment, you know, if you do nothing at all, you know, there's the equivalent of 5 pence in cash that you can buy at sort of circa 3.5 pence. So placing no value on any of our skills, placing no value on the HPE, that's a pure see-through. You know, I personally, but I would say this, wouldn't I? I think we have some value, and I think we can go forward. You know, both me and the team, we've done a number of businesses. You know, I think we've generated well over 100 million in value over the years. So, you know, what we really want to do is use our skills, use the knowledge that we've gained over the last 2 years against some really difficult environment, and then go forward and you know, set out and you know, deliver better shareholder value.
Excellent stuff, Martin. Good to chat to you. And I said lots going on, so no doubt we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin. Take care.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.